to our eyes.
In addition,
we also believe that the atomic bomb has lost its use in political affairs, in fact. The time for nuclear bombs has ended. Whoever who invests in it is going the wrong way. Was the nuclear bomb able to help keep the Soviet Union intact and prevent its downfall? Was it able to bring victory for the United States, either in Afghanistan or Iraq? Can it be used to that end? Can the nuclear bomb save the Zionist regime? The time for bombs of that nature has ended. It is a time of thought, a time for culture and reason to prevail. There's also a third debate in the nuclear issue. We're all aware that, in fact, the nuclear issue regarding Iran is a highly politicized one. It is, in fact, purely politicized. It's not a legal battle at all. The IAEA has mentioned, in fact, more than 12 times in its documents and verified that Iran's nuclear activities are of a peaceful nature. The agency has said that they have, in fact, not detected any non-compliance or deviation on the part of Iran. So, I'd like to add that all our activities in that realm are completely legal and peaceful.
So you are open for inspection to anyone who wants to inspect? Just so, that would take all the fears away if you just let the United States or any international body look in.
The largest number of inspections in the history of the IAEA has been done with the country of Iran. We have offered the IAEA the largest number of documents in its history. No country in the world has cooperated with the agency as much as Iran has done. And that's verified, but I'd like to ask you at the same time that there are countries who have nuclear weapons arsenals and are actually developing a new age nuclear warfare. Should they not be inspected as well? Don't you think that their activities should be brought to an end as well? Who exactly is the threat? Us working with the IAEA, with their supervision mechanisms, whilst the IAEA has also said that they have not found any documentation that would say that Iran has deviated from the peaceful path, or really those who are now developing the fourth and fifth generation of nuclear weapons and have historically, in fact, used the nuclear weapon. Don't you think the Zionist regime needs some inspections as well? I mean, isn't that a dual standard?
Up next, when Iran's president is asked about his comment saying Israel should be wiped off the map, did he really mean it?